From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. All four Republican candidates for governor participated in a forum last night hosted by the LGBTQ advocacy group Equality Utah. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports the group says this is a first in state history.
All four candidates pledged to give members of the LGBTQ community a seat at the table when discussing policies that affect them. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says Utahns need to stop politicizing everything.
If we're truly listening, and again, not listening to argue, but listening to understand, then there can be a meeting of the minds.
Former Governor John Huntsman argued the Republican Party needs to do more to include LGBTQ Utahns.
An overriding philosophy for me has always been equality under the law. So as a Republican, I thought that's what Abraham Lincoln always stood for.
In order to move away from political polarization, former Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes says politicians need to have empathy and...
You have to push back on bullies. There's people that look for those differences.
When pushed on his support of President Donald Trump, Hughes said he doesn't view him as a bully and argued many of his policies support, quote, the little guy and gal. Former Utah GOP Chair Thomas Wright says people should love each other more than their political opinions. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Summit and Wasatch counties have moved to the yellow, low-risk phase of pandemic response, joining the majority of the state. Governor Gary Herbert issued an executive order last night allowing the two counties to transition out of the orange, moderate phase. Summit had been the first coronavirus hotspot in the state, but it only had 11 new cases over the past week. Now, Grand County, along with Salt Lake and West Valley cities, are the only locations still in the orange. Utah County emergency officials report a 34% increase in the number of calls for mental health and wellness checks since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. They attribute the spike to anxiety related to the coronavirus, as well as other factors that could include stress related to potential unemployment or home isolation. County law enforcement responded to 62 suicide-related calls from February 1st to May 20th. During the same period last year, there were 46 similar calls. The Utah Transit Authority's trains and buses will run on a Sunday schedule on Memorial Day Monday, and as part of the agency's move to a low-risk phase, not much changes, with reduced service still in place. Also, crews will be replacing tracks rail on South Temple between Main and West Temple. A bus bridge will link Arena and Courthouse on the Blue and Green Lines and Courthouse to Library on the Red Lines today through Sunday. Additional bus extensions will extend from Ballpark to Arena for the Blue and Green Tracks lines and Ballpark to Library stations on the Red Line early next week, with return to regular reduced service next Wednesday. The Bureau of Reclamation will release water from Flaming Gorge Dam on the Green River starting next Tuesday. The agency says the move is based on the conditions of the reservoir and river, along with snowmelt projections, recent storms, and weather forecasts. Reclamation says rafters, fishermen, and anybody recreating or working along the Green River below the dam should be cautious and aware the water will run high, swift, and cold. Over the days of release, Reclamation says flows may increase an additional 2,000 CFS through next Saturday, May 30th, peaking to 8,600 CFS, and will start to decline the next day, Sunday, May 31st. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court denied the state of Idaho's request to suspend a transgender inmate's sex reassignment surgery. Amanda Peacher reports.
Last August, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ordered the state of Idaho to provide gender confirmation surgery to transgender inmate Adri Edmo. Idaho appealed that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court and asked it to put Edmo's surgery on hold. In a 7-2 order, the court denied that request. The Ninth Circuit Court ruled that denying Edmo the treatment is cruel and unusual punishment and ordered the state to provide it. Prison doctors countered it wasn't medically necessary. The High Court could still overturn the Ninth Circuit ruling if it decides to hear Idaho's appeal. However, legal experts say it's unlikely, given the Supreme Court's decision to not grant a stay of Edmo's surgery, which is now scheduled to take place in July. It will be the first court-ordered gender confirmation surgery of a prison inmate in the nation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
A new study on prairie voles published by a University of Colorado Boulder researcher details the brain activity that shows a desire to be with a partner. Prairie voles are among the 5% of mammals, including humans, that mate for life. The study took 5 years, and lead researcher Zoe Donaldson says her team used tiny cameras to view parts of the voles' brains.
What we brought to the table is being able to look at individual cells and how they're active when an animal is choosing whether or not to be with their partner. So a level of resolution that prior to this, scientists hadn't been able to achieve.
Donaldson says the study could help develop therapies for autism, depression, and other mental health issues. I'm Diane Maggipinto, KUER News.